You know what I should add? I should just throw this out. I'll bet you you'll get all sorts of answers. Call and email. It's my experience has been when I'm dealing with a technical issue with anything, my car, my furnace, my lawnmower, my computers, there are experts out there who want to quickly illustrate to me that they are far more knowledgeable than I, and I'm fine with that. So I have been watching Orange is the New Black on my iPad. I'm stuck on episode 10, season 2, because suddenly my iPad won't buffer video. Now, at first I thought it was because my daughters, each whom have iPad and other wireless devices, that there were too many of us on the home wireless. Well, then I noticed if I keep my battery charged over 70%, I had less buffering issues. Now nothing works. It's 100% charged. Neither of them were streaming last night, and it would not buffer at all. This started about 2 weeks ago. I mean, I could watch any video I wanted on my iPad. I have to watch it because my wife doesn't want me around. Well, it is pretty raunchy. So I'm stuck on season 2. I could go down in the basement and watch it off the Wii. I don't want to do that, but I guess I'm going to have to. And I have a company laptop, so I don't have Netflix on my laptop. My wife does. I suppose I could just patch her laptop into the HDMI, huh? Just do that. But why? So if there's an iPad expert out there, what? Tell me some reasons. I tell you what, this will probably work. Why suddenly? I mean, I had zero buffering issues. Now it starts up, and it immediately I get the annoying circle. Somebody tell me why that happens. And if you have a legitimate answer that I think is worth sharing with the rest of the audience, I will. By the way, Thursday will be a pretty big news day in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Supreme Court announced today that it plans to rule on what the media is calling 3 major cases. I don't know that I agree with that characterization, but it is going to rule on a major case, Act 10. The Wisconsin Supreme Court on Thursday will issue its ruling on the constitutionality of Act 10. And everybody knows what Act 10 is. It is to issue the ruling on the collective bargaining changes Governor Scott Walker and Republicans made in 2011, despite the largest adult temper tantrum ever thrown in the free world. They're also going to issue rulings on voter ID and the same-sex registry. I really don't even consider those major rulings anymore, particularly photo ID, because another court is that's dead. Republicans need to rework that. And quite frankly, I think the state Supreme Court's going to even reject it. And even if they didn't, it wouldn't really matter because a federal court already has. So that I don't see that as a major one. Obviously, Act 10 is huge. And if it is ruled constitutional, you can be sure that it's going to be a 4-3 vote. There's a huge lesson to be had there. You know what that is? It's an elections matter lesson. Prosser Kloppenberg. Remember how close that was? That would have been everything. It would have been everything if that went the other way. Why do you think they fought so hard? By the way, I'm going to renew a prediction I made. Remember, with each time a Republican has been up on the state Supreme Court in recent years, what have we heard? We need, you know, this divisiveness on the court. This divisiveness on the court. We need change. Have you noticed that the talk of divisiveness on the court, the state Supreme Court, has vanished? You know why? Because the next few elections are liberals that are up. It's Ann Walsh Bradley next year, and then I think Crooks. That's why. You will not hear of change needed on the court next year. You're not going to hear about that at all. I guarantee it. They're not going to start talking about how hopelessly dysfunctional the court is. In fact, you'll hear that that's all kind of gone away. That could be my greatest prediction ever. They're not going to bring that up at all. They can't, even if she doesn't run. They're not going to talk about change. They'll try to maintain the status quo with another liberal. I believe she, well, I don't know. I think it's likely she runs. So anyway, Thursday, big day. I have been remiss in mentioning something. I got a text from Jason on Thursday night. I, of course, was out of town on vacation, so I wasn't in Gulf League. Jason got a hole-in-one. It's true. How long is number 16? 145? It is hole-in-one friendly, but I'm certainly not going to take that away from you. I mean, it's... And it was interesting because you got... How many, were there just the two of you out there? Oh, there were three of you? Okay. You thought you one-hopped it over the green. And you teed up another one. And then you get there, and there it is in the cup. Wow. Well, enjoy. Enjoy. Yeah. Those are little things in life. Absolutely. All right. I want to take up a topic next that 7 years ago, when this country was in the middle of this debate, and here's what's interesting. At that time, the show was only on here in Green Bay. It would be the next year that we added it in Sheboygan. And then 2010 in Wausau. We're coming up on 4 years in Wausau. It was immigration. And Jason and I were involved in the middle of it. We actually did a public thing with buttons. And if I just said the word immigration, the phones would start ringing off the hook. I mean, we did. I am not exaggerating. We took hours and hours of calls. Passions were flamed. They seemed to have cooled. And part of the reason they have cooled is the establishment Republican Party has become convinced that immigration is the mother of all third rails. They just don't want to touch it. They believe that getting the Hispanic vote is the key to the future of the Republican Party. This is what the Republican Party establishment believes. This is why, right after Mitt Romney lost, I said Jeb Bush would be the immediate front runner with the establishment party, and I was right about that, and he still is. Because they believe raising the white flag on immigration is essential. I think forces are combining to make that impossible for them to do. In fact, it is becoming clear, and I know they still think this thing is toxic, this issue. They still don't want to touch it. I believe President Obama is forcing their hand. Now, in recent days, and I brought this up yesterday, Democrats are raising the specter of impeachment. They are raising it. They are using it in fundraisers. They are doing that again and again and again because they want to paint Republicans as extreme. Republicans instead want to go to things like lawsuits, which aren't really going to accomplish anything, whenever the president does something illegal. They don't even want to discuss impeachment. Sarah Palin was ridiculed by the Republican establishment for bringing up impeachment. They may not have a choice. They may not have a choice. We will take that up in 5 minutes. There are several developments on the immigration issue that I want to talk about, and then we'll get your calls. It's 9:16.
The Jerry Bader Show.